Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Tashma. The Gemara is still trying to determine the question that we raised on Hey, which was, what is the threshold point at which Me'ilah is removed? Is it Heter Shechita Shaninu? Once you've completed Shechita, that removes the Me'ilah. Is it Heter Zrika? Is it the Kabbalat Adam done successfully, which is, we say, Kol HaMed Lizrok Zaruk Dami, and that is what does it? Or is it Heter Achila, which is in essence completing the Zrika, where there's Heter Achila the Kohanim? So that's what we're discussing here. We've tried to bring different proofs along the way, and here once again, we're going to try to bring another proof as to what is the threshold point. Tashma. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shimon says, now here there are two ways to read the Gemara. We'll first read it like Rashi, and then we'll explain what the alternative is. Yesh notar shemo alim bo. Sometimes there's notar where there is Me'ilah. Yesh notar shein molim bo. And sometimes there is notar that there is no Me'ilah. And this isn't your classic form of notar. Your classic form of notar is we have a korban that's left past their expiry date. Over here, the notar is that it passed the point in time in which you were supposed to process it. Ketzat, the situation is, according to Rashi, lan, and then now comma. Lan means the dam was left over the time period in which it should have been put on Mizbeach. Then, lifnei zrika mo'alin. If you eat the basar before you do zrika tadam, there is mi'ilah. Lachar zrika ein mo'alin. If you eat the basar after zrika tadam, there is no mi'ilah. So, what Rashi is explaining over here is that the lina took place with the dam, and now the dam is past the point in time in which it should have been put on the mizbeach. Despite that fact, when you do put it on the mizbeach, it is successful at removing the mi'ilah. So even though you're putting on dam pasul on the mizbeach, that dam pasul is successful at removing the mi'ilah. So if you eat the basar before you've done that pasul zrika, or there is zrika that you shouldn't have done, then there is mi'ilah. If you eat the basar after you do this zrika psula, or the zrika that you shouldn't have done, then there is no mi'ilah. Tani mi'at, but you see from here, mo'alimbo, that there is mi'ilah, even though you've reached the point of zrika, which means that you're clearly past heter shechita, you're clearly past heter zrika, because you had kabbalat adam, the only thing they were missing was zrikat adam. Lav dava shaut mizrike. Wasn't it the case that you had sufficient time to do zrikat adam at the end of the day, and yet you still didn't do it? And it was lan, meaning that you left it past shkiah, which is the threshold for which you can put dam on the mizbeach for that day and still be kasher. You let it elapse. You passed that time. Dibai zarik. If he wanted to do zrika, he could have done zrika because there was sufficient time in the day. But instead he didn't, and he let it go past the time. And shvamina, Heter Achila Shaninu. From that, you would have come to the conclusion that Heter Achila is the threshold point. Because the only thing that stands between the Mi'ilah and no Mi'ilah is the Zrikat Adam. And that means that Heter Shchita, the Shchita was done fine. The Kabbalat Adam, done fine, with sufficient time left in the day to put it on the Mizbeach. Yet none of those are successful at removing the Mi'ilah. The only thing that removes the mi'ilah is later on that night or the next morning when you do the zrikat adam. That's what removes the mi'ilah. So if the zrikat adam removes the mi'ilah, then what we're saying is heter achila. The facilitating ability to have achila, or basically to complete zrika, is what causes the mi'ilah to no longer be problematic. And therefore you would conclude heter achila shaninu. That's the way Rashi explains it. And therefore the lan is referencing to the dam. And the lan is like as if there's a comma or a colon there, and then the remainder of this statement is made by Rabbi Shimon. The other hand, the Rabbeinu Gershom, who brings the shot of Rashi first, and then afterwards has Ubalishna Achrino. He says there is an alternate way to read this Gemara, which is Amri Lo Lan Lifnei Zrika. If the basar was left past expiry, and then Zarak Adam, and then the Zrikat Adam was done, ve'achalo, and then he ate it, mo'alin bo. La'nachar zrika, if the basar was left past expiry after the zrikat adam, ain mo'alin bo. Then there is no mi'ilah. And then again, here, my lav, what's the situation? Tavisho bayom the misrike. It was sufficient time left in the day to do zrikat adam. Dibo izarikle. Had he wanted to, he could have done zrika. Afagav, dinitz kabel bekos. So even though there was a proper Kabbalah, sufficient time to do zrika, the mi'ila doesn't disappear from it ad achar zrika, until the zrika that dam is done. Shmamina heter achila shaninu. So again, we would conclude that there is a heter achila over here. So the way that the Rabbeinu Gershom reasoned in this Lishna Achrina is that the Ketzad, what's the story here? Lan lifnei zrika. The lan is not a reference to the dam. The lan is a reference to the basar. If the basar was left over before the zrika tadam, then mo'alim, there is mi'ilah. That is irrespective of whether you do the zrika or don't do the zrika afterwards, it won't have impact once there is already lan. Once you pass the bar of lan of basar, you can't rectify it at that point in time. If it was lan la'achar zrika, if the zrika tadam was done, and then the basar was lan, ain mo'alim, then there is no mi'ilah. It's only when the zrika was done before the lan happened, there the zrika is effective at removing the mi'ila. So actually there'd be two differences in the way that this is explained. Number one is that the lan, according to Rashi, is a reference to the dam. So according to Rabbeinu Gershom, the lan is a reference to the basar. That's number one. Number two is, what is the status of a zrikat adam after it's already been lan? According to Rashi's explanation, Rabbi Shimon is saying that even after the blood has been left past its expiry date and really is pasul blood, it still has the capacity to remove mi'ilah. So the zrika tadam past the point of expiry will still be effective in removing the mi'ilah, which would be against what we saw from Rav Gidol before, that Rav Gidol says that when you do a zrika tadam bepigul, that is not able to remove the mi'ilah, because it is, in essence, a zrika psula. So a zrika psula does not have the effectiveness or the ability or capacity to remove mi'ila. Yet over here, Rabbi Shimon is suggesting that it does have that capacity. You could argue maybe that pigul is different than the case of lan dama, but assuming that they are the same, then this would be arguing on Rav Gidol according to Rashi. The other hand, the Rabbeinu Gershom explains it that this is speaking about lan basar, then not only is he explaining lan differently, he also has a different outcome with regards to dam than his pasul. In this case, he's saying, if the basar already passed its expiry time before you did zrikat adam, which means you didn't do zrikat adam in the proper time, then it's going to have mi'ilah associated with it. Irrespective of whether you do zrikat or not, it's going to have a problem of mi'ilah. If on the other hand, you did zrikat properly, and then the basar was left past its expiry date, then it doesn't have mi'ilah, because then it had a heter achila, the kohanim. Therefore, according to the Rabbeinu Gershom, it's clear that Rabbi Shimon argues on Rav Gidol with regards to zrikat pigul, which we're going to see in the upcoming braita, but this braita is no contradiction to Rav Gidol's position, because over here, the zrikah is only effective if it's done before the lan happens. Had it been done after the lan happens, Rabbi Shimon over here agrees to Rav Gidol's position that a zrika of lan is not an effective zrika, and therefore does not remove the mi'ilah. So there, you're not arguing on Rav Gidol, because in this case, there was no zrika psula that is rectifying the situation or removing the mi'ilah. The zrika was either done properly, and that's why the basar is no longer subject to mi'ilah, or the zrika was not done properly, and that's why the basar is still subject to mi'ilah. The conclusion from both of them is that zrika is the pivotal point. Zrika tadam is what removes the mi'ilah. It is not anything else. And in both cases, we make the assumption that the kabbalat tadam was done during the daytime, with sufficient time left to do zrika tadam, which would have been enough for the one who holds heter zrika to remove the mi'ilah. Yet we still say there is mi'ilah. That shows you it's not heter zrika, but rather heter achila shaninu po. That is the shma minah that we have from this. The Gemara rejects that explanation and says, no, the kablei samuch l'shkiyat hachama. The explanation of the Braita made an assumption. That assumption is that there was sufficient time left in the day to do zrikat adam. So in order to take away this proof, all you have to say is, there wasn't sufficient time left in the day to do the zrikat adam. So that's the situation. The kablei samuch l'shkiyat hachama. Kabbalat adam was done immediately before sunset. Delo yashaut l'mizrak. That there wasn't sufficient time left in the day to do zrikat. So then you don't have heter zrika, because you never had a moment in time where it could have potentially had zrika. The way that Rashi explains it, interesting enough, he says that if it was that the kabbalat adam was done pre-shkia or the achar shkia, and he also adds in that it was nishkat balayla, it was shechted at night. The truth is that you could have it be shechta during the day, kabbalat adam during the day, just not sufficient time to do zrika after that point in time. Rashi just makes it simple and says, well, everything was done during the day, or everything was done at night, aval, but hayashaut, had there been enough time left in the day to do zrika adam mai, what would have been the din? Hachanami de'in mo'alin. You would assume that means that there should be no mi'ilah, if you believe heter zrika. And now the way you're explaining this, Breita, is that the reason the dam is not successful at removing the mi'ilah was because there wasn't enough time left in the day. Had you had enough time, it would have been successful at removing the mi'ilah. So my area, the tani, if that's the case, then why does the Breita write the following? The tani lifnei zrika, why does it make it that if it's before zrika or after zrika, litnei kodem shkia? The distinction has nothing to do with whether the mi'ilah happened before zrika or after zrika. The only distinction is whether it happened before shkia or after shkia. Meaning, was it done with sufficient time left to have the zrikat adam be done before shkia, even if you didn't do it? Or was there not sufficient time left and there was only the opportunity to do zrikat adam post shkiat achama? And that should be the distinction that is drawn by the Braita. And that would be then like Heter Zrika. Why does it say Lifnei Zrika or Acha Zrika, which means that it's very focused, or the emphasis is on Zrikat Adam being that pivot point, and not this idea that Heter Zrika Sheninu, that Kabbalat Adam is the pivotal point. Where it says, Achana Miktani. That's exactly what it means in the Braita. Kodem Shireh L'Zrika. When it says lifnei zrika, doesn't mean before zrikat adam. It means before it was ra'ui for zrikat adam. If it was in the time period where it didn't have the opportunity to do zrikat adam, I mean it was before it had the possibility of zrika, then there's still mi'ilah. Lachar shir'e lezrika, if it was after it had the potential, the capacity to have zrikat adam done, then the mi'ilah would be removed from it. So in essence, what he's saying is that they're rereading the Lifnei Zrika or the Achar Zrika, not to be a reference to the Zrika itself, rather to the Kabbalat Adam that facilitates your ability to do Zrikat Adam. Therefore, it was before it had the opportunity for Zrika, then there's no Heter Kabbalat Adam here, Heter Zrika, because there wasn't sufficient time to do the Zrika. As we already noted in yesterday's daf, the premise of the one who believes that Kabbalat Adam is the pivotal point is that you have to have kol omed lizaruk ki zaruk dami. Anything that has the potential for zrika is as if it was zaruk. That's only true if you have time to do the zrika. So therefore, if it was before you had the opportunity for zrika, then the mila is not going to go away. If it's after the period of time when you had the opportunity for zrika, then you can remove the mila. Now, given the Gemara's answer over here, this is one of the proofs that the Balei HaTosafot brought yesterday, that there is no correlation between Rabbi Shimon's position, other places in Shas, and this sugya over here. The Balei HaTosafot said that the shita of Heter Zrika Sheninu is premised on the idea of kol omed lizruk ki zaruk dami. The potential ability to do zrika is what releases it, and that's what it's called Heter Lakoanim, which is that it had the potential to reach that point, and that's sufficient. But that should then, Tosafot said, be premised on a machloket Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, other places in Shas, when we say, kol omed libatzer kibatzur dami, kol omed lizrok kizaruk dami, that there are a whole series of these ideas that if in potential it can happen, do we view it as if it has happened. Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara Baba Kama, is the one who believes that that's sufficient grounds for it to be considered completed. Whereas the Chachamim disagree. And the Balei Tosafot said, well, if that's what the issue is here, why aren't we bringing down the machloket of Rabbi Shimon the Chachamim? So Balei HaTosafot in yesterday's daf said that's because they're not correlated. Even if you hold like Rabbi Shimon and everybody else in Shas, over here the din might be different. And even if they hold the Chachamim and everybody else in Shas, the din might be different over here. And that's because in other places you're trying to reach a different destination. Here you're trying to remove Kodeshei Hashem. Question is, what does it take to remove Kodeshei Hashem? That might be independent of their opinions in other places. And that's proven, and Tosafot notes that, by this Braita. Because in this Braita, it's Rabbi Shimon speaking. And yet the Gemara says that there is a distinction between potential and lack of potential. And doesn't just say it's Rabbi Shimon, the Shitato, that kol omed lizruk ki zaruk dami. The fact that it doesn't say that shows you that they feel that it has nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon's sheet in other places, but rather that Heter Zvika is equally a viable option for Rabbi Shimon as it is for the Chachamim. And in the Hava Mina, it's also clear because the Gemara is willing to speculate within Rabbi Shimon's position that Heter Achila Shaninu, and doesn't automatically say Kol Hamoed Lizrok Kizaruk Dami. So both of those show you that there is no correlation between Heter Zvika, Heter Achila, and Rabbi Shimon's opinion in other places versus the Chachamim. Must be that the two machlokot are not correlated. And that's what the Bayit Tosfot pointed out yesterday, that this isn't related to that machlokot Rabbi Shimon HaChachamim. Independent of their opinions in other places, they can have an opinion here that is different than those positions they take in other places. When it says, Tashma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Pigul, Shemoalim Bo. Yesh Pigul, Shein Moalim Bo. There is Pigul that can have Me'ilah. There is Pigul that doesn't have Me'ilah. Ketzad. Again, what is the scenario here? Lifnei Zrika, if it is before Zrikat Adam, Moalim, there is Mi'ilah. Lachar Zrika, if it is after Zrikat Adam, Ein Moalim, there is no Mi'ilah. Toni Mihat, but you see from here, Lifnei Zrika Moalim Bo. Again, before Zrika, there is Mi'ilah. Lav Dava Sha'ut L'Mizrakei. Once again, isn't it a scenario in which there's enough time left in the day to do Zriyakat Adam, Di Boy Zorik? Had he wanted to, he could have done Zriyakat Adam. Again, this is a proof. Rabbi Shimon speaking, and the Gemara assuming that even though it was Omed Zrok, we don't say Kazaruk Dami. Again, the Gemara is saying that this statement of Rabbi Shimon and his position everywhere else in Shas are not correlated. Biktani, Malimbo, and you see me that there is Mi'ilah, Shramina, Heter Achila Shaninu. Once again, this seems to lean in favor of saving Heter Achila, because the pivotal point is to whether there is or is not Mi'ilah over here. It says, lo, the law of a shovel to Mizrakei, there wasn't sufficient time left in the day to do Zrikat Adam. Aval, hava shovel to Mizrakei, my, had there been sufficient time left in the day to do Zrikat Adam, then what would have been? Hachanami did nafak midei Mi'ilah, then you would have said that there was no Mi'ilah over here. My iria, detani lachar Zrika, why does it say after Zrika? Litnei, kodem shkia, odachar shkia techama. Same question we asked before. If it has nothing to do with when the Zrika is done, but rather whether there was sufficient time left in the day or not sufficient time, then make the distinction between before Shkia, where there is sufficient time for Zrikat Adam, and Achar Shkia, where there is no capacity to do it because you're already into nighttime, where there is no opportunity to do Zrikat Adam. Mar says again, Achanami Kamar. That's exactly what it meant to say. Kodem Shira the Zrika, odachar Shira the Zrika. Before it had the potential for Zrika, or after it had the potential for Zrika. That's what it means, Lifnei Zrika, Nachar Zrika. Not literally before and after Zrika, rather before it had potential for Zrika, and after it had potential for Zrika. The Gemara brought two questions from Rabbi Shimon. One in the issue of Lina, Notar, which was either, according to Rashi, Lan Adam, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, Lan Basar, and then a question from Pigul. In both those cases, the Braitot seem to indicate Zrika being the pivotal point over here. And then the Gemara in both instances rejects that and says the pivotal point could be the ability to do the Zrikat Adam. And since it's equally plausible to read the Braitot as referencing to Zrika being the threshold, or that Kabbalah, the potential for Zrika, is the pivotal point. Therefore, we can't bring any evidence from either of these Braitot because it can't be read both ways. Now, what the Balei Tosafot ask over here is exactly what happened. Then Gemara assumes, and Rashi says similarly, that the case of Pigul is no different than the first Braita. There are two Braita that they're brought with Rabbi Shimon. One of them speaking about Notar, quote-unquote, which is Lan, that it was left over past its expiry time. And the second Braita is dealing with Pigul. And the Gemara just assumes they're both the same, and that the ability of Zrika to remove it is the same in both cases. The question is, when did that happen? By the case of Zrikat Adam, Rashi told you that the Zrikat Adam happened post the time that it was left over, and that Zrikat Psula is effective in removing the Mi'ilah. But with regards to Pigul, if you create the same scenario, it's not going to be Pigul. Because we have a principle, Ka'atzat Kashir, Ka'atzat Psul, that the same way you process a normal Korban, it has to be processed in order for the Pigul to take effect. That means if you did the Zrikat Adam after the time period you were supposed to, that would not be an effective Zrika to make it into Pigul. That means that the Zrikat Adam has to be done within the normal period of when it should have been done. And that Zrikat Adam is what's Koveya, the item for Pigul. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it also is successful at removing the Me'ilah. And that's what says, Ema Pigul. When did the Pigul happen? De Kabbalah lo Matzit Amart. You can't say the Pigul happened or the Makshevi Pigul happened during the Kabbalat Adam. Da Mukmalah Vashasa Kabbalah Vechsher. You just told me that the Kabbalat Adam was done successfully. It was done in such a way that the Kabbalat Adam would have facilitated your ability to do Zrikat Adam. And that's the whole proof that Heter Achila Shaninu. Because had it been there was a failure in the Kabbalah, then you wouldn't even have Heter Zrika. And then it would have been a question on the person who says Heter Zrika Shaninu. But Gambi Hiluch Lo Matzit Amart, we know that you can have Machshevet Pigul in one of the four Avodot. That is Shchita, Kabbalat Adam, Holachat Adam, and Zrikat Adam. The only problem is that if you remember from the Gemara in Zvachim, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that by Holachat Adam you can't have a Machshevet Pigul because Holacha is not necessary. You can do or process a Korban without doing Holacha because you'll be standing right next to the Mizbeach. You can do the Shchita, Kabbalah there, and you won't have to do any Holacha to do the Zrikat Adam. Since it's an Avoda that can be dispensed with, then a Machshevet during that Avoda is not impactful according to Rabbi Shimon. So far we've eliminated the possibility of having the Machshevet Pigul during Kabbalat Adam, because otherwise it wouldn't be a kosher Kabbalah and it wouldn't be a question on the one who says, Heter Zrika Shaninu. Can't say that it was the Machshevet Pigul during the Holachat Adam, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't think you can have a Machshevet Pigul during Holachat Adam. If you have Pigul at the time of the Zrikat Adam, that's not what it sounds like in the Braita. The Braita sounds like Lifnei Zrika or the Achar Zrika, meaning that the Pigul already exists, and you're here coming to do the Zrikat Adam. So the Pigul is already impactful, and now you're doing Zrikat Adam. Well, if you did the Pigul during the Zrikat Adam, then that's not Zrika that's coming post-Pigul. So now, when exactly did the Pigul happen? He says, Lachen Nirali, he explains it in the following way. Kagon Shepigel B'Sof Kabbalah. He did the Pigul all the way at the end of the Kabbalat Adam, Lifnei Zrika, before the Zrikat Adam, Tahavi Asha'ut Mizrach B'Tchilat Kabbalah. Since at the beginning of the Kabbalat Adam, there was time to do Zrikat Adam. Kabbalat Adam takes time. It's a process. It happens over a duration. So at the beginning of the Kabbalat Adam, which was Kasher, at that point, you could have done in potential Zrikat Adam. Then you have a Machshevet Pigul at the tail end of the Kabbalah that makes it into Pigul. But that already, you had a time period or a Shahut to do the Zrikah before that. That's how Tosafot solves the problem as to when the Pigul happened. Now, as Rashi points out over here, it's clear that this opinion of Rabbi Shimon, at least in the way the Havamin of the Gemara reads it, is that Zrikat Adam is able to remove Me'ilah. And that's what Rashi says over here. The Svirle, the Zrikat Pigul, Motzia Midei Me'ilah by Kodshei Kodoshim. That by Kodshei Kodoshim, a Zrikah of Pigul is sufficiently successful to remove the Me'ilah from this item. Kidei Zrikat Kasher, just like you had done a proper Zrika, Upliga ad Rav Gidol. And that argues on Rav Gidol. So now we have a Braita here that clearly is in opposition to Rav Gidol, because over here, Rav Gidol would say that Zrikat Pigul does not do anything, whereas Rabbi Shimon is saying that Zrikat Pigul is successful at removing the Mi'ilah from the item. And that would be then that this Rabbi Shimon is arguing on Rav Gidol. Based on what we're saying now, this Braita would argue on Rav Gidol, and the only way to make it that it's not a problem for Rav Gidol is to say, Heter Zrika Shaninu. That means that Rabbi Shimon holds Heter Achila, based on what we're saying here, and the Gemara says, no, he doesn't have to hold Heter Achila, he can hold of Heter Zrika. The difference between Heter Achila and Heter Zrika is whether you say that the potential ability to do the Zrikat Adam is able to remove or not remove the psul over here. Now, Rav Gidol made it clear, if you do Zrikat Adam v'Pigul, then you can't remove the Me'ilah. So therefore, according to Rav Gidol, he cannot explain it like we did in the Havamina. That's why we noted that Rabbi Shimon must be arguing on Rav Gidol's point, because he says Zrika is successful at removing the Me'ilah, even though it's a Zrikat Pigul. That then compels Rav Gidol to explain the Braita, so that Rabbi Shimon's not a problem for him, by saying that it is Heter Zrika Shaninu and not Heter Achila. And so what the Balei HaTosafot say is, He says, well, that then presents a problem because that means that in order to explain this bright over here, if you say heter achila, and you say that zrika is the pivotal point, that means you don't hold like Rav Gidol. If you hold like Rav Gidol, then you have to say that we're speaking about heter zrika shaninu, and it's kodem shiria the zrika and acharei shiria the zrika. Problem with that is, we already said that according to the one who says heter achila shaninu, the only way to explain our Mishnah is to hold like Rav Gidol. And to say that that was the chiddush of the Mishnah was Rav Gidol coming to teach you that you can't remove the mi'ilah when it's a zrikat pigul. That would then make these positions mutually exclusive. And that makes it that you have a position where heter achila needs Rav Gidol. On the other hand, Rav Gidol only can fit into the brayta here with Rabbi Shimon by saying heter zrika. And that makes it mutually exclusive. So the Baalei Tosafot are left with a problem, which is, it seems to be that you're forced or compelled, if you hold like Rav Gidol, to say heter zrika. And if you hold heter achila, you can't hold like Rav Gidol. And that's problematic because the Mishnah needs Rav Gidol according to one who says that they're achila shaninu. So Tosfot in the end comes along and says, "V'omer asar mikutzi, talo kasha klal." It's not a question. "L'manda amar heter achila shaninu." The one who holds heter achila, "Amar lecha, dekuliyama itlehu kabati." Everybody holds like me that heter achila is the pivotal point. He says, "Listen, I don't have to or not have to hold the Rav Gidol." Just there are some Tanaim that hold the Rav Gidol, like Rabbi Shua of our Mishnah. And there's some Tanaim that don't hold the Rav Gidol, that's like Rabbi Shimon in this Braita. So I can explain both the Mishnah and the Braita, Heter Achila Shaninu, and there'll be a difference in opinions. The reason that Heter Achila works in one case is because they hold like Rav Gidol. The way it works in this case, it's not like Rav Gidol. So in essence, what he's saying is, Heter Achila, I'm right about that. Rav Gidol depends on the Tana, whether we hold like or don't hold like Rav Gidol. And Rav Gidol can do the same thing in the opposite direction. He can say, Kuleyama Itlo Kabati. Everybody holds like me that Zrika Pigul is not successful at removing the Mi'ilah. And so the difference between Rabbi Shimon over here and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yeshua holds Heter Achila Shaninu and Rabbi Shimon holds Heter Zrika Shaninu. So that way you separate out the issues and say you're not compelled to hold like either position. Rav Gidol says, everybody holds like me. Just a question if you think heter achila or heter zrika, and that makes the difference between Rabbi Shimon here and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. And the one who holds heter achila, Shaninu, will say, everybody holds like me, heter achila, Shaninu. Just a question if they hold the Rav Gidol, they don't hold the Rav Gidol. And that way you can separate out the issues and not make them mutually exclusive because each one can take his opinion. Now it's true, you can't both hold heter achila and say that Rav Gidol is applicable with all Tanaim. You can't have that be the case. But each person in their position can make their position a universal position. Rav Gidol can say, everybody holds like me, that Zrikat Pigul does not remove Mi'ilah. Just a question if you think Heter Achila Shaninu or Heter Zrikat Kaninu, that'll be the Machlokot in these cases. Whereas the one who says Heter Achila Shaninu will say that everybody holds Heter Achila Shaninu. Just a question, if you hold the Rav Gidol, you don't hold the Rav Gidol. So that's how Tosafot explains position of Rav Gidol versus the issue of Heter Achila Shaninu. The Shita Mekubetzet in Ot Chaf Bet disagrees with this answer of the Baalei Tosafot because underlying that answer is that if Rav Gidol holds Heter Zrika, everything is solved. And that is not necessarily true because if you hold Heter Zrika, that means that the Pigul happened during the Kabbalat Adam. And if the pigul happened during the Kabbalat Adam, who says that you have now kol omed lizrok kizaruk dami, because this wasn't ro'oy lizrok, because it is dam pasul that was nifsal yedei pigul in the Kabbalah. Now we find a machloket between the Baalei Tosafot and Shita Mekubetzet with regards to those that argue on Rav Gidol as to what their opinion is with regards to avodot that are done with pigul besides zrikat adam. But as far as Rav Gidol is concerned, no avodah that is done with pigul can be a matir. And therefore he says, I don't understand what the Baalei Tosafot were doing. And therefore he gives an alternate way to explain the sheet of Rabbi Shimon and this braita that will not be in contradiction with Rav Gidol. And that is, v'nir leid Rav Gidol yifareish habraita kemanda amar heter achila. First of all, he's going to hold like the one who says heter achila. And then he'll explain that the lefnei zrika and the achar zrika has to do with the pigul. And that is, lifnei zrika, if the pigul happened before the zrika, then you don't have a shot to heter, and therefore you can't get rid of the mi'ilah. If the pigul happens after the zrika tadam, meaning that it didn't happen in one of the four avudot that have the capacity to create pigul, so then it's too late in the process. And you already made it past zrika, beheter, and your makshevet pigul at that point is not meaningful. And that's why the mi'ilah was dispensed with, because there's no pigul anymore and everything was done with kashrut. The pigul afterward is not meaningful. And in that way, Rav Gidol does not agree with the questioner, the Havamina, nor the maskana of the Gemara here in the explanation of the Braita, Rabbi Shimon. He has his own explanation of the Braita to avoid it being a problem or stira between him and Rabbi Shimon. Right now we move on to another Braita that again is trying to prove whether it's heter achila, heter zrikashan, you know? Tashma. Hapigul bekodshei kodashim mo'alim. When there's pigul with regards to pogodshei kodashim, the mi'ilah remains intact. My love, what is this scenario over here? Dizarak. Must be that he did zrikat adam, ushmemina, heter achila shaninu. So you see here that heter achila is the pivotal point. Only because the zrikat was done improperly, a zrikat pigul was done over here, that's why there's still mi'ilah. Had it not been a zrikah of pigul, then it would have been successful at removing the mi'ilah. So that shows you that the pivotal point is heter achila. Now, Tosafot is bothered by this last braita because the Gemara makes an assumption that there was zrikat adam. My love, the zarak. Must be the case where he did zrikat adam. The Gemara afterwards will say, no, he didn't do zrikat adam. What compelled the questioner to say that we're speaking about zrikat adam over here? What was it that made him feel that there has to be zrikat adam? And that's what Tosafot asks. Im tomar, minalei hai, the dafka bizarak mairi. How do you know that this bright is talking about a case of zrika? It doesn't mention zrika whatsoever. All it says is, hapigul bekodshei kodashim mo'alim. Doesn't tell you where you are in the process. Doesn't tell you there's zrikat adam. Why does the questioner say, oh, it must be that they did zrikat adam? What is telling you that? What's compelling you to say that? So, Tosfot at first says that in Okanami, there's nothing compelling you to say that it's a case where zarak, that he did zrikat adam. But the Gemara is saying, either way, if it is zarak, then for sure it's a proof to the heter achila shaninu. And even if it wasn't zarak, but there was kabbalat adam, and he's mifagel the kabbalat adam at the tail end of the kabbalah, the way the Balei Tosafot described it before, then it also is a proof to heter achila shaninu, because according to the one who says that kabbalah is sufficient and heter zrika shaninu, the earlier part of the kabbalah that would have been effective should have already taken away the mi'ilah. Yet we don't see that happening over here. And so the Gemara is saying, irrespective of whether there's Rika, or there was only Pigul at the tail end of the Kabbalah, either way it's a proof to the one who says Heter Achila Shaninu. Tosafot says that he does not love that explanation because he says, V'zeh Perush Tachuko Me'od, because it doesn't fit into the Lashona Gemara, which seems to say that it was Zarak, and not just, maybe it's Zarak, maybe it's not Zarak. It says Zarak, and therefore he favors the explanation of the Ritzbah, which is the questioner's assumption is that this braita is supportive of Gidol's contention that zrikat pigul is not sufficient or effective at removing the mi'ilah. But once you set it up that way to conform with Rav Gidol, then you also have to say heter achila shaninu. And therefore it has to be talking about a case of zrika, because otherwise it doesn't have anything to do with Rav Gidol. So in order for the braita to be supportive of Rav Gidol, and that be the chiddush of the braita, to tell you that zrikat pigul is ineffective, it has to be in a case where there was zrika. Because if it wanted to say heter zrika and it wasn't a case of zrika, the Mishnah should have said the olam like it did before. A pigul the olam mo'olim bo, because the olam seems to indicate that it's a reference to multiple stages and not just at the point of zrika, like the Dalei Tosafot explained at the end of yesterday's daf, where it says lo, to lo zarak, case where there was no zrikat the dam. Of zarak mai, had he done zrikat adam, what would have been? Hakanami then molimbo. In Okanami, there would be no mi'ilah had you done the zrika. By saying that there was no zrika over here, then you're not compelled to explain it according to the one who says heter achila shaninu. It makes it possible to explain it according to the one who says heter zrika. In addition, the Balei Tosafot will explain that the situation here is where the kabbalat adam, unlike in the previous explanation where they said it was done partly kasher, partly pasul, here they're going to say it was completely pasul. And in doing so, that helps to explain this braita, according to the one who says heter zrika shaninu kan. Because if you hold heter zrika shaninu, kolomei zro kizaruk dami, that you can say when it's kasher. When you have a kosher korban, you could say, oh, if it has the potential to go on the mizbeach, it's as if it's on the mizbeach. But when you have pigul in the korban, you can't invoke that principle because when it's pasul, it's not omeid lizrok. If it's not omeid lizrok, then it can't be kizaruk dummy. So for that reason, if you are prior to zrika, then even according to one who says heter zrika sheninu, the kabbalat adam already has a pasul in it because it was done with pigul, a pigul that happened at the kabbalat adam, which made it that it wasn't omeid lizrok. Where the Kabbalat Adam was done with Pigol, therefore there was never Heter Zrika, and that's why there's still Me'ilah. But Pigol was only done at the time of the Zrika, then the Kabbalah had Heter Zrika. It would be successful at removing it, even though the Zrika doesn't create the Heter Achila, because it's a Zrika Pigol, but since you were successful doing the Kabbalat Adam, you were successful at removing the Me'ilah from it, because the Kabbalah was done by Hesher, and the Pigol only showed up when you did the Zrika Adam. Now that leads to the fact that this is against Rav Gidol. Because Rav Gidol said if you do Zrikat Pigol, doesn't help you. Clearly the way we're explaining the Braita now, Zrikat Pigol does help you over here. Now according to the Ritzvah, explanation as to why the questioner was compelled to say that there is a Zrika over here, then the answer of the Gemara is that the questioner's underlying assumption is that the Locha is like Rav Gidol. But once you set it up that way to conform with Rav Gidol, then you also have to say Heter Achila Shaninu. And then the Gemara's rejection of that is to say, the answer is, who says we hold like Rav Gidol? If you don't hold like Rav Gidol, you don't have a problem. Because once you don't hold like Rav Gidol, you can even explain it as a case where it's Heter Zrikat Shaninu. And that there wasn't Zrikat Adam done. And Enoch Hanami, had Zrikat Adam been done, it would have been successful because it would remove the Mi'ilah over here. The reason that it's failing over here is because you have Pigol. And Pigol prevents the Kolomid Israel Kazaruk dummy from taking effect. But had it not been Pigol, it would have succeeded even without Zrika. With Pigol, the only way it succeeds is with Zrika, and that is because it's against Rav Gidol Amarav. Therefore, the difference between the questioner and the answer is, what is our assumption with regards to Rav Gidol's position? According to the questioner, Rav Gidol is halakhically correct, and therefore we have to explain the Braita as being a case of Zrika. The answer is, says, no, we don't. Maybe we can argue on Rav Gidol and then explain the Braita as being Heter Zrika Shaninu. And then when the Gemara says lo, it's not just a rejection of saying that it was Zrika, it's a rejection that this Braita has to hold like Rav Gidol. And maybe the Braita disagrees with Rav Gidol, and a Zrikat Pigol would be effective at removing the Me'ilah. And it's a case where there was no Zrika, and Mishom Heter Zrika Shaninu, as opposed to Rav Gidol says that such a Zrikat Pigol would not be effective at removing the Me'ilah. Now the Gemara says, if you tell me that had you done Zrikat Adam in Mo'alimbo, my area the Tani, because Shim Kalim in Mo'alimbo. Why does it say that the opposite of the case here, Kodshe Kodashim case, if you did whatever it is you did here, there's still Mi'ilah. And then the latter part of the Braita says, and if you're dealing with Kodshim Kalim, there is no Mi'ilah, because they work in the opposite direction. The Zrikat Adam, or successful Zrikat Adam, or whatever it is that you need to release the Mi'ilah from Kodshe Kodashim, is what causes there to be Mi'ilah by Kodshim Kalim. So now, the distinction the Braita makes is between Kodshe Kodashim, where there is Mi'ilah, Kodshim Kalim, where there is no Mi'ilah. So in Litnei, instead of distinguishing between Kodshe Kodashim and Kodshim Kalim, Litnei kam lifnei zrika, kam lachar zrika. The easier way to write it, or to make a distinction that would have been meaningful, is to say, even within the world of Kodshe Kodashim, it depends on where you are in the process. If you're before Zrikat Adam, there's still going to be Mi'ilah. If you're after Zrikat Adam, even though it's Zrikat Pigol, you will be successful at removing the Mi'ilah. So then the Gemara says, why not make that distinction, which may be a much finer distinction, and give you more information, then make it the difference between Kodshe Kodashim and Kodshim Kalim. Gemara says, Ajelish Mi'inan, this is coming to teach us something. Ko li atuye lide Mi'ilah, Zrika kitikna mighty lide Mi'ilah. That in order for there to be Mi'ilah, on an item, you need a kosher zrika. In order for something to reach the point of Mi'ilah, to have Mi'ilah devolve upon it, there you need proper zrikat adam. And zrikat pigol is not going to make it that the kodshim kalim have a problem of Mi'ilah. Kol afuke midei Mi'ilah. When you want to remove Mi'ilah, afilu shelo kitikuna nami mafke midei Mi'ilah. Even if it was done improperly, it can remove it. What the Gemara is saying is, even when you do this, it only has impact in one direction. And that is that it has impact in the ability to remove the Mi'ilah from the Kodshe Kodashim. it does not have the ability to have the Kodshim Kalim take on Mi'ilah. That is a Zrika Psula, or a Zrika of Pigul, is sufficiently strong enough to remove Mi'ilah. It is not sufficiently strong enough to cause Mi'ilah for the Kodshim Kalim. So we're going to see later in today's daf the opposite logic. And we get there, we'll explain why does it make more sense to say that the removal of Mi'ilah is easier than the creation of Mi'ilah. And the truth is, the Gemara could have answered like it did back on Daf Dalet Amud Bet, and say that with regards to Kodshim Kalim, Psikale Milta, and therefore it doesn't need to make that distinction, whereas by Kodshe Kodoshim, Lo Psikale Milta, that's why I brought the other option as being Kodshim Kalim, and not Kodshe Kodoshim. And that's the way the Gemara answered on Dalet Amud Bet, and truthfully, it could have answered the same thing over here, or whatever it answered over here, it could also have answered over there. They are both valid options of how to explain the reason that this braita is being about Kodshe Kodoshim and Kodshim Kalim, and not a question on the one who holds Enter Zrika Sheninu Po. So now, as Rashi says here in the last three lines, the Miuchas, the Rashi says over here, Utolo Kerav Gidol. This braita is clearly not like Rav Gidol. V'haynu da'aminir Masechet Menachot. That's what we say in Menachot, Ha'itot of Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol was dismissed. Da'astama, V'Rabbi Shimon, this stam braita over here, and the middle braita of Rabbi Shimon, to virus filay, the zrikat pigul, motzei midei mi'ilah. Both of them tell you that if you do a zrikat pigul, it takes away the mi'ilah, because kodashim, which is against Rav Gidol. There's even a possibility of the first braita being that way, even though it's not speaking about pigul, it's speaking about other psulim. And that would have to do with what Rav Gidol thinks with regards to other psulim. Is it the same as what he thinks by pigul? Is it unique to pigul? And then the first braita might even be a problem for Rav Gidol, depending on what you think his opinion is, with regards to other psulim besides pigul. Both of these latter two braita clearly believe that a zrikat pigul is sufficiently efficacious to remove me'ilah, which is against Rav Gidol. So new Mishnah, basar kodshe kodoshim shiatzah lifnei zrikat damim. Your basar kodshe kodoshim that left before the zrikat adam was done. Now Rabbi Eliezer Omer, mo'alim bo. First of all, there is me'ilah. Number two is, in chayvin alav mishum pigul notar v'tamei. It cannot reach the point where it is sufficiently kasher to have these problems associated with it, which is pigul notar v'tameh. Now, as Rashi explains over here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you brought the item back in after it was yotzei, the basar left the area of the azara, was brought back into the azara, and then zrikat adam was done. What Rabbi Eliezer says is that zrikat adam is not sufficiently strong to overcome the deficit of yitziyah. Yitziyah makes it that there's something pasul here. This zrikat adam is not strong enough to overcome that problem. Therefore, the me'ilah remains. Number two, the same reason that the me'ilah remains because the zrikat is not strong enough also is that the zrikat does not have the potential capacity to trigger pigul notar and tameh. Remember, in order for there to be pigul, you have to do a zrikah kitiku no. Katzat kasher, katzat pasul. And therefore, if the zrika is not enough to remove the me'ilah, that shows you that it's not a good enough zrika. Zagav zrika can't have pigul take effect. Notar is only relevant if it was kasher at some point, and then it became notar, left over. And tamei, also, only if it was good for teorim, is it true that the tmeim, someone that's tamei tumat haguf, is restricted from it. And that's the way that the Balei Tosafot explain over here. Even though we find in other places where zrika is not good enough for Mi'ilah, but it is good enough for Pigol, like Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol just said that if you do a Zrikat Pigol, which makes the thing or finalizes it into Pigol, it's not good enough or strong enough in order to remove the Mi'ilah. So why is it that there isn't a correlation over here? Or why is it that you say just because the Zrikat is not sufficiently efficacious to remove the Mi'ilah, it also doesn't create Pigol no tar v'tameh? So Tosafot explains each of the cases. He says, by Tameh, it doesn't work over here because Devinin, the tahorim. The only time someone who eats kodashim and tumat haguf is chayav is if tahorim could eat it and he is restricted from it. But if the tahorim are also restricted in it, there is no din of tumat haguf that is effective over here. And here, this zrika is never going to get you to basar that is able to be eaten by tahorim. Because the basar already was yotzei. It left. If it left already, it's never going to be kosher the tahorim. It's never kosher the tahorim. It's not a problem for tmeim. Then we're going to learn a gzer shav of chilul from tuma to notar. And therefore by notar it'll have the same din. And by pigol, we already said, kashat kasher, kachat pasul. Tiyabreina shikarbu kol matirav. We know all the matirim. And over here, you have a failure of one of the matirim, which is that the zrikat adam that's being done over here is not matir the basar. Because the basar went out, and the basar will never be nitar al yudei this zrika. And since it's not a zrika of hatara, therefore it's not a zrika that can end up in pigol. That's how Rabbi Eliezer is going to explain what's happening over here. I have a zrika that is not effective at removing the mi'ilah because the basar was yotzei. And if it's once it's yotzei, the zrika no longer has influence over it. Also, the zrika of the dam is not going to be effective at allowing pigol, notar, and tameh to happen because it has to be a trigger for certain things to happen in order to be meaningful. So it needs to be that tohorim can eat it in order for it to be a problem of tumah. It needs to be that all the matirim are released by the zrika. If that's not the case, then it doesn't create pigol because you can't be matir the basar because the result was yotzei. Now, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein malimbo, the zrika is effective. And as Rashi says over here, even in a case, lo chazar v'hichnisan, even in a case where you don't bring the basar back and it stays out, it's still effective, the zrika, to remove the mi'ilah from it. And in the opposite direction, if it's effective enough to remove the mi'ilah, it's also effective enough to create pigol notar v'tameh. And as the Bali Tosafot say over here, davka psul yotzei atala meid demahani le'zrika. Rabbi Kiva's position is not about all psulim, that if you do zrika d'adam, it overcomes them and removes the mi'ilah. It's uniquely associated with yotzei. But shar psulim d'chamire, that the other psulim that are much more chamor, mode Rabbi Kiva she'ein domim, that they're not the same, and zrikat adam would not be effective. Now, Rabbi Akiva's position has to overcome another problem, which is, over here you have isur chal al isur. And that is because the yotzei happens before any of these other isurim of pigol notar and tamei take effect. So how is it that pigol notar and tamei affect yotzei if there's already an isur of yotzei on this item? Which means that basically we're having isur chal al isur. So the truth is that isur chal al isur is possible when you have an isur kolel, when you have an isur mosi. So by pigul and by the case of tamei, there you can explain it as being an isur kolel. Because by the case of tamei, now this individual is not only a sur in this korban, he's an asur in all korbanot because he has tamei to matanguf. So it's an isur kolel. Just like he's a sur in all other korbanot, so too he's a sur in this korban, that even though the basar was yotzei, he's still a sur in it. And therefore you can add on the isur. There's an isur kolel also by the case of pigol. By pigol, you have a situation in which not only is the basar yotzei problematic now, all the basar of the animal is now chayav karet, and therefore it's an isur kolel. The big problem you have is by notar. What does notar add on that yotzei didn't have before? So the achronim try to deal with it or come up with things that make notar different than yotzei. And they mostly focus on the difference between what happens to something that's yotzei versus something that happens notar. Notar is subject to sreifa. Notar is something that is pasul right away. Whereas yotzei is something where you have to leave it to rot before you get rid of it. So there are accelerations that happen with notar that makes it into an isur mosif. And that's how they get to the situation that isur chalal isur by all of these situations. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'll bring evidence to my position. Amar Rabbi Akiva, hare, hamafrish chatato, person who separates out a chatat, ve'avda, and then the chatat got lost, frish acheret tachta, and then he took out another chatat to replace it, ve'achakach nimtzei tarishuna, now he finds the first one, v'arech tehem omdot, he has both of them here to be a chatat. Now, he has to now pick which one of the two he's going to shecht and bring as a korban. Now, instead of picking one and having the other one be motar chatat, he shechts both of them. Now that he shechted both of them, they're both chatot, and what will determine which one is the chatat kshera is whichever one the zrikat adam is done first for. So he has both the animals shechted here, then he does the zrikat adam for one of them. That zrikat adam for the one that he does first will make that into his chatat, and it'll be yotze. That automatically renders the other chatat pasul because it is a motor chatat. And a motor chatat is not going on the mizbeach. It's not going to require zrikat adam. And that would mean that there's no way to remove the mi'ilah from it because it's not going to have its own zrikat adam. So then, Lo, kashem shidama poter et bisara, kahu poter et basar chaverta. Isn't it true that when you do the zrikat adam for the first chatat, the one that's going to be your chatat, it is not only successful at removing the mi'ilah from the one that has the zrikat adam done for it, but is also successful at removing the basar chaverta, removing the mi'ilah from its friends, from the other chatat. Now obviously you have to shech both korbanot chatot simultaneously, so that no one of them was determined to be the chatat first, and that the only determining factor is the zrika. Since both of them are ra'u the yot chatat, when you do the zrika of one, the other one becomes a motor chatat, which is a korban pasul, and at that point, the mizrika of the one that is the successful chatat does remove the mi'ilah from the other one. In patar damai pasar chaverta, if it's zrika adam of one chatat, it's successful at removing the basar, the mi'ilah, of its partner. Dinu, wouldn't it be a kal v'chomer? She pater basar atzma, that it certainly can take care of its own basar. And the comparison is that you have here, in both instances, a kurban pasul or something that's pasul. In the case of the chataot, one of the chataot is a fine chatat. The other chatat is a motar chatat. And now that you've shechted a motar chatat, you have a pasul kurban over here. And despite the fact that it's a pasul korban, your zrikat adam for the chatat, or the one that you're going to make into the chatat, is successful at removing the mi'ilah from itself and from the other one that is pasul. So you see that zrika can remove a psul, or can overcome the psul to remove the mi'ilah. And similar in our case, even though the basar was yotzei, even though the basar left and it is pasul now, nevertheless, the zrika for the behemah itself, for the korban itself, will be successful at removing the mi'ilah from the davara pasul. That's Rabbi Akiva's logic over here. So if zrika is successful at removing a problem of mi'ilah for something that's pasul when it's a different korban, then certainly over here, where it's the same korban, the zrika should be successful at removing the mi'ilah, even though there is a psul over here, the psul of yotzei. So that's the view of Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says that the cases are not comparable, because over there, the only reason the second chatat has mi'ilah is because it potentially could have been a chatat. Once you already did the zrika from the other chatat, it renders the second chatat d'chuya. And that significantly weakens that status of the second chatat. And by doing so, that's why the zrika adam of the first one can remove the mi'ilah of the second one, is because the second one is now d'chuya. And that's what causes the mi'ilah to dissipate over here, disappear over here. On the other hand, in our case, the yotzei, there's nothing over here that's taking it out of the world of mi'ilah. And so that's why he thinks that the example of Rabbi Akiva cannot be extrapolated to our case over here. Imurei kodshim kalim shiatsu lifnei zrika damim. If you have the imurim of the kodshim kalim, which are the items that go on the mizbeach, and are the only items in kodshim kalim that are subject to mi'ilah, if you do zrikat adam, once zrikat adam is done, it's what's called huvrar hadavar. It now makes it clear which part is going to go to achila, the kohanim and the balim, and which part is going to go to Hashem. Once that distinction is made by the zrikat adam, the emorim, which are dedicated towards the mizbeach, they have a din of mi'ilah. But over here, they were yotzei. They left the azarah before the zrikat adam was done. There is no mi'ilah, because they weren't around when the zrikah was done. Like in the Reisha, where he says, by Kodshei Kodashim, zrikah is not enough to remove the mi'ilah from those that are yotzei. Here's the opposite, but same position, which is, if you have Kodshim Kalim, where you want mi'ilah to devolve, then you can only do it with an item where the zrikah is effective on it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the zrikah of something that is yotzei is not effective. So here the emurim that are outside the azarah, the zrikah is not going to be effective to make them have mi'ilah. And similarly, that ineffectiveness of the zrika not only plays out that it doesn't generate mi'ilah on the emurim, it also makes it that you can't have pigol notar v'tamei associated with this korban. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva l'shitato says, ma'alim behen, that you can't have mi'ilah. V'chayavin alem ishum pigol notar v'tamei. Rabbi Kiva l'shitato says the zrika, for something that's yotzei, is still an effective zrika. And since it's an effective zrika, it can cause mi'ilah to devolve upon the emurim, and it also can trigger the problems of pigol notar v'tameh. Now, Gemara asks right away, v'anei tarte, Lamali. Why do you need to write the machloket of Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Kiva both by Kodshei Kodashim and by Kodshim Kalim? Aren't they just mirror images of each other or two sides of the same coin? Which is that if Zrika is successful by Kodshei Kodashim, it removes the Mi'ilah. By Kodshim Kalim, it causes the Mi'ilah to devolve. And vice versa, if you believe that it's not successful by Kodshei Kodashim to remove the Mi'ilah, it won't be successful by Kodshim Kalim to have the Mi'ilah devolve. If that's the case, you only need to tell me their opinion by one of the two items, and then I could have extrapolated it to the other item. So why do I need both of them? Tzriche, we need both of them. Di'it mar b'kodshei kodashim, had you only wrote their machloket by kodshei kodashim, habamina, I would have thought, b'hakama Rabbi Eliezer mo'alimbo, there Rabbi Eliezer believes that there is mi'ilah, meaning it's unsuccessful at removing it, b'shem tzrika ketikna mafka midei mi'ilah. A good tzrika can remove a mi'ilah. Shalotikuna, but if it's not a good zrika, lo mafkemi de mi'ilah. It can't remove mi'ilah. Aval le'etuye de mi'ilah, when it's the chumrah, when you're talking about bringing mi'ilah, modi the Rabbi Akiva, maybe there he believes, like Rabbi Akiva, da'afil shalotikuna, even if it's not done properly, maita de mi'ilah, it still creates mi'ilah. V'idmar gobe kodshim kalim, if you said it only by kodshim kalim, they're machloket, that's where Rabbi Kiva says there's still mi'ilah over there. Tafil zrika shlotikuna might be the mi'ilah. Because even an improper zrika can cause mi'ilah to happen. Aval kodshei kodashim, by kodshim kodashim la fukeyu, where you want to remove mi'ilah, shlotikuna lo mafka midei mi'ilah. Then an improper type of zrika will not remove the mi'ilah. Kamash malon, that they argue in both cases, and that they think that the Zrika here, according to Rabbi Kiva, is effective in both cases, and Rabbi Eliezer says it's ineffective in both cases. Now the Gemara here, as I noted on the previous Amud, has the exact opposite Avamina than the Gemara over there. Over here the Gemara assumes it's easier to have Mi'ilah devolve than it is to have Mi'ilah disappear. Yet on the previous Amud we said just the opposite. It's much easier to remove Mi'ilah than it is to cause Mi'ilah. So then you have to draw between them, and the Balei Tosafot explain. Tema the Achamash Meish Lavi Yoter Midei Mi'ilah. Sounds here, it's easier to bring Mi'ilah, and the Almash Meipko. And before we said just the opposite. Vama Mori Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Peretz Shechia. My Rebbe Rabbeinu Peretz, and it seems to be that the Tosafot here in Mi'ilah are the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz, because many times it's a Talmud that keeps quoting his Rebbe the Rabbeinu Peretz. He says that there's a difference. Dela'el ikataima v'ocha ikataima. There's a difference between here and there. Dela'el kashenaseta zrika atzma bipsul. Over there in the previous case, the problem was that the zrika itself was problematic. The be'ema, the korban, was just fine. The zrika was the problem because you have a machshevet pigol, or there was already a machshevet pigol on one of the other avodot, and the zrika is a zrika psula. By a zrika psula, it's more likely to remove mi'ilah than it is to cause mi'ilah. To cause mi'ilah, it can't do because it's not a great zrika. In order to remove mi'ilah, there's a chiddush over there that just like it's successful at creating pigul, it also will be successful at removing mi'ilah. But that's only because of that unique standing of zrika vis-a-vis pigul. So since it's successful at creating the pigul, it will also be successful at removing the mi'ilah. But that's unique to that situation. But to create mi'ilah over there, it can't do it because it's a zrika psula, which is not true over here. Hacha ma'irik she zrika nasei pehechsher. Here the zrika nadam is totally fine. Ela nizraka davar she'enu ra'oi. The problem is not the zrika itself, it's the object that you're trying to affect. So over here, where the zrika is done properly, it's a question of the object. Can you affect the object? Then we have the exact opposite situation. In order to create mi'ilah, very easy to do that here because you have a kosher zrika. Kosher zrika triggers the mi'ilah. And that's why there is mi'ilah over here. To remove mi'ilah, it's not enough just to have a kosher zrika. You need to have a kosher zrika on an item that is impacted by that zrika. And in Vayotze, you say it's not impacted by that zrika, it can't remove mi'ilah. And so that's why the Gemara has a difference here vis-a-vis the effectiveness of causing mi'ilah to happen, where here that's much easier because you have a kosher zrika, versus removing it where the kosher zrika is not the issue. The issue is the object you're trying to impact. On the previous mode where it was a zrika psula, the objects were fine, Over there, this Rikapsula has a much harder time creating Me'ilah, but it has a possibility of removing Me'ilah because of the Chiddush that Zrikat Pigul is effective to create Pigul, so therefore it'll also be effective to remove Me'ilah. Okay, we're going to stop here, four lines from the bottom of Vav Amud Bet.